Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's episode is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Amanda for bringing Mariah's story to my attention. Due to the sheer amount of suggestions I receive, stories I want to cover tend to go on the back burner. So when someone suggests a case that I've followed since the start and is forever in my heart, there is a sense of that I'm not the only one that remembers this sweet baby. And Mariah's case is an example of this. Her story is one that is largely forgotten about in the true crime space. I literally could not find another podcaster or YouTuber that has taken the time to pull together the heartbreaking facts of Mariah's story. Until now. December 2017. The body of a 3-year-old girl is found in a creek in North Carolina. She had garbage bags wrapped around her neck and she is stuffed into a cushion cover, her body weighed down with rocks and cement. Mariah is last seen in the safety of her bed in her home 2 weeks earlier. A jailhouse confession would reveal horrors that would break the hearts of an entire community. Another case of a mother allowing a monster into her innocent child's life. This is Mariah's story. Mariah K. Woods was born November 8, 2014, in Jacksonville, North Carolina, to parents Alex and Christy Woods. Those who knew and loved Mariah would later describe her as loving and caring, and what she loved more than anything, she loved to dance. Mariah was also obsessed with her 2 older brothers. It may be cliche, but Mariah's smile truly brightened your day, and her laugh was infectious. Mariah would tell anyone who would listen her favourite animal was a pink unicorn. Not long after Mariah was born, Alex and Christy got divorced, Christy being granted full custody over the couple's 3 children. But this isn't a case of a deadbeat dad that simply gave up and walked away. No, Alex would start a fight for his children. He wanted to be part of their lives and he was not giving up. Following her parents' divorce, Mariah would live in a trailer with her mother, 2 big brothers, and very quickly her mother's new live-in boyfriend, Earl Kimry III. On one particularly cold morning, November 27, 2017, 6:45 a.m, 3-year-old Mariah Woods would be reported missing from her home. Kimry called 911 to report that he couldn't find the little girl. Quote, "Our 2-year-old is nowhere to be found. We have looked everywhere in our house and in our yard, and our little girl, she's missing." Unquote.
Oslo County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm at 2405 Dustin Gavin Road, Lot 7.
Could you repeat the address for verification, sir?
2405 Lot 7, Dustin Gavin Road.
And tell me exactly what happened.
Our 2-year-old is nowhere to be found. We have looked everywhere in our house, and out in our yard, and our little girl, she's missing.
Okay, how old is she, sir?
She's 3 years old.
Okay, so let me get some information from you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so when is the last time you've seen her?
We went to bed last night. Everyone went to bed at the same time.
And what time is that, sir?
Maybe 8 o'clock, 8:30.
All right, let's get this information in the system. And you looked in the bedroom, under the bed, and everywhere, sir? Not able to...
Everyone's closets, under, and everywhere. We went to the house 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
In the yard. It's not like her to do it to go outside at all. Not in the middle of the night or in the morning by herself.
Yes, sir. Now, does she have a physical, medical, or mental condition we need to be aware of?
She has muscular dystrophy. She knows that a lot of it. And otherwise, she's perfectly able.
Okay. All right, so I need to get a discussion. What race is she?
She's white, blonde hair. About 3 feet tall.
Do you know how much she weighs?
About 30 pounds.
Okay, does she have any characteristics on her face, like scars or birthmarks, anything?
Blue eyes. She's in her pajamas.
Okay. And what kind of PJs did you put her in, sir? What color do you remember?
They were pink.
Okay, and her name?
Her name is Mariah.
Mariah?
Woods.
Last name Woods?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so, and who was the last person that you've seen her with?
The last part, me and my girlfriend put her to bed right when we came in. We came in from a trip last night, and everybody went to bed at like 8:30 or 8, around that time.
Okay.
I can't say for sure, because we usually go to bed at 7:30 when we're coming home from vacation.
Okay. And do you know anywhere that she might go at all, or neighbors or anywhere?
No, we haven't lived here very long. We don't have any neighbors that are friendly.
Okay, has she been missing before, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you see any personal items taken, like a blanket or a teddy bear that she might have?
My girlfriend said the pajamas that she's in are laying in the floor in there.
What's on the floor?
She said the pajamas that she put on her.
So you're fading out, sir.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Now what were you saying?
She said that the pajamas she put her to bed in are laying beside her bed.
Okay. So she's not in the pink pajamas.
They're pink footy pajamas. I can't recall exactly what she went to bed in because I didn't dress her.
Okay. And you sit down on the floor?
Yes, sir, on the floor in her room.
And does she have any kind of trackable device with her, sir, like a tablet or anything that we can track, GPS?
No.
And who has legal custody, sir?
Her mother, Christy Woods.
Kimry would also tell the 911 dispatcher that he found the pink onesie pajamas Mariah had been wearing when they put her to bed the previous night, lying on the floor of her bedroom. Quote, "We've looked through the house 2 or 3 times, here in the yard. It's not like her to go outside at all, not in the middle of the night or in the morning by herself." Unquote. When authorities arrived at the home that Mariah disappeared from, they found no signs of a forced entry into the trailer. When they spoke to Mariah's mother, Christy, she said the last time she had seen her daughter was the previous night between 8 and 8:30, when she put the baby to bed. Christy would go on to say that Kimry had seen Mariah again around midnight, when the toddler had woken up. Kimry had told her to go back to bed, a normal response in this situation, if that was what happened. But that was a story Kimry told Christy that morning. But he would also tell the investigators he had left the home for a short period of time that night, and it was during this time he maybe thought he could have left the door unlocked. An Amber Alert was issued. The Onslow County Sheriff's Department conducted organised searches for the little girl. Also involved were canine units and helicopters, meticulously searching the area surrounding the trailer park inch by inch, hoping that a small piece of evidence could be found to lead them to the missing girl, safe and sound. And how I wish that was the case. But the fact that I'm bringing you this story today and how these stories usually go That was never going to be the case here. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. Only days into the investigation, the FBI would announce their involvement, along with more than 700 volunteers all wanting to find a positive outcome in this case. Authorities following up over 140 leads of inquiry, interviewing more than 100 people as persons of interest. Unfortunately, none of these substantial efforts would lead to the whereabouts of little Mariah Woods.
If anybody knows where she's at or any information, please call the sheriff's department or notify anybody. She could be anywhere. She's a very sweet, loving girl. She has walking difficulties. So please, if anybody sees her, she's 3 years old, please notify them.
Christy would speak to the media, quote, "I'll do anything. I'll do anything you want. Just bring her home safe and sound. She is my baby. She is my everything," unquote. On Facebook, Christy also wrote that she couldn't sleep without knowing where her daughter was and spoke of how much she wanted her to come home, that she wanted her daughter to be safe and warm and fed. She asked everyone to keep the family in their prayers until Mariah was reunited with her. November 28, 2017, one day after Mariah was last seen, both Kimry and Christy would be given polygraph tests. While Christy would pass hers, Kimry would fail miserably. But still, he insisted he knew nothing about where Mariah was. That same day, authorities were seen collecting what appeared to be evidence from the family's trash can. And it wouldn't only be that. Authorities obviously had a theory in mind, because by the end of the investigation, they would search more than 95,000 pounds of trash by hand, looking for items of interest. Several of these items would be sent to the FBI for further analysis. Given Mariah was only 3 years old, the chances of her just up and walking out of the trailer on her own accord, it seemed very unlikely. Because something that hadn't been made public until this point, Mariah had been suffering from muscular dystrophy. But the specialised medical shoes she wore on a daily basis were left behind. Meaning if, and that was a big if at the time, but if she had wandered out of the trailer on her own, she did so without these shoes. Which would have meant she couldn't have gotten far. Without the specialised medical shoes, her left leg kinda wobbled outwards, meaning she would tire quickly. Mariah was also super shy and she didn't like people she didn't know. So the chances of her leaving with a stranger was almost non-existent. So if what happened to Mariah was a stranger abduction or worse, a violent death by someone close to the family, and this is always the most likely scenario. Missing children are statistically more likely to be made missing by a parent, step-parent or caregiver. So while police looked into an abduction by opportunity, they also continued a parallel investigation more close to home. Mariah's father, Alex Woods, was never told his daughter was missing. He was left to find out when he was listening to the news media. This would have had to have been non-comprehensible. Like, how do you get your head around that your child is missing without a trace? It would feel like you're in a TV procedural. Alex would ask his fiancée Heather to Google if this was actually his Mariah. And when she confirmed it was indeed his daughter that was missing, he still struggled to accept what was going on.
Somebody just walked right up in there, grabbed a three-year-old out of bed. She didn't cry, she didn't scream, nobody heard nothing. Four people in the house, two adults and two kids, and somebody just comes up and snatches the baby up and walks out.
Do you think Mariah was abducted?
No. It runs through my mind all the time, like, what, when, why, where, how, you know, it's constantly. Feels unreal still, like, I don't know, just don't feel right.
Alex would also be very public in these early days about Christy and Kimry's stories. He didn't believe they were being completely honest with what happened, especially considering no one heard anything. No one heard someone break into the home and take a three-year-old little girl. Somehow Christy, Kimry and Mariah's two brothers slept through the whole abduction. And I know we do see that time and time again. Sabrina Eisenberg, who we discussed in episode 129, comes to mind. But that was a big old house. This was a small trailer and no one heard anything. It does seem unlikely. And it seemed that police also shared Alex's suspicions, especially of Earl Kimry, who seemed to be way more interested in the investigation than any concerned parent would be. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. December 1st, 2017, 4 days after Mariah vanished. Earl Kimry was arrested in connection with Mariah's disappearance and now presumed murder. He was charged with concealing a death, obstruction of justice, second-degree burglary, felony larceny and possession of stolen property. Now these latter charges were due to on the night Mariah vanished. Kimry had actually stolen 2 dresser drawers from a woman, valued at $40 each. Kimry would go on to tell investigators he had hidden the fact that Mariah had died and that he had thrown her body off of a bridge of Shore Highway in Pender County, North Carolina. Kimry had removed Mariah's body from the place where she had died and he knew what happened to her. Kimry was held on $1 million bond. The prosecution publicly announcing they were going to seek the death penalty. And while Kimry was charged, investigators were not able to find any credible evidence suggesting that Christy Woods was involved in her daughter's disappearance or death. Now, Kimry was no saint, not by any extent. He had a long history of run-ins with the law, dating back as far as 2005 when Kimry was in his early teens. His previous charges included larceny, assault, and drunken disorderly conduct. He was also known as a drug addict, his drugs of choice being marijuana, heroin, and methamphetamines. And Christy was aware of all of this, and she still allowed this man to be around her children. So really, how innocent is she in this situation? Now, I don't want to victim blame here, but as parents, we need to be extremely picky with who we allow in our children's lives. And a criminal drug addict really doesn't make the cut for me, nor should it be for anyone. It wasn't like all of this was in Kimry's past and he was on the straight and narrow now. His last arrest was only a year prior to Mariah going missing. And when you hear what it was, your jaw will hit the floor. 2016. Earl Kimry was arrested and charged with an assault against a juvenile in Christie's home. Kimry was also known to threaten people, and police had received a number of complaints from neighbours of Christy because of Kimry.
Authorities arrested 32-year-old Earl Kimry over the weekend.
What was it like inside the courtroom?
You know, Barbara Ajada, it was somber. It was sad. This is actually the first Amber Alert case in North Carolina this year that did not result in what's called a success story, meaning the safe return of the child. Instead, it means it's resolved, which, of course, is they found the body. Let's take you inside the courtroom, show you what happened earlier this morning. Here he is, 32-year-old Earl Kimry, entering the courtroom in handcuffs and escorted by several sheriff's deputies. Prosecutors accusing the 23-year-old of hiding the 32-year-old of hiding Mariah's death, obstructing justice, burglary, larceny, and possession of stolen property. Investigators say Kimry was the live-in boyfriend of Mariah Woods' mother. Mariah had been missing since last weekend. A dive team found her on Saturday after hundreds of police and volunteers joined together in a massive search. Among those was Tisha Christie, who said she came to court today to seek some closure.
Justice. I just want justice for Mariah. You know, that little girl deserves everything. And being here and being able to witness in person what's going to happen, you know, is what matters to me.
December 2nd, 2017, 5:30 p.m., about 25 miles away from the safety of her home. Mariah's remains were found by a Fayetteville dive team in a creek just like Kimry said they were. Mariah was found wrapped up in 3 white plastic garbage bags, which had been tied around her neck. She was then stuffed into a plaid zippered couch cushion cover. Inside the cushion cover and surrounding Mariah were rocks and cement. This sweet little girl was covered in bruises and scrapes and abrasions, as well as 2 hemorrhages on her head. Mariah's autopsy was performed by the East Carolina's Brody School of Medicine. It revealed the toddler had elevated levels of chloroform in her blood, and she likely died due to chloroform toxicity. There was no evidence of a sexual assault or traumatic injuries to her brain, spinal cord, or eyes. While in custody, Kimry would make a confession. It is always the way. People get arrested and they seem not to be able to keep quiet. Kimry told all his secrets to his 2 cellmates. He admitted to using a chloroform mixture made from bleach and nail polish remover, that he wanted Mariah to go to sleep and stay asleep while he got higher methamphetamines. Kimry admitted to even adding some of the meth to the chloroform he made to increase the longevity of its effect. He said that Mariah had gotten up too many times that night crying, so he chloroformed her to go to sleep. But he must have used too much because when he went to check on her, she was blue and cold to the touch. He then panicked and put a plan in place to dispose of her remains before reporting Mariah missing. January 24, 2018. Earl Kimry was formally charged with first-degree murder and felony intentional child abuse. It wasn't only Kimry's alleged jailhouse confession and the physical evidence the prosecution had in their favour. There were also witness sightings who would report to police seeing Kimry, quote, placing an object in the van bigger than a book bag and then leaving the residence, unquote, around 11:30 the night before Mariah was reported missing. In the 1996 Plymouth van owned by Mariah's mother, Christy Woods, police seized a pink jacket, zip ties, swabs, carpet sections and various children's clothing, all of which was sent to the FBI for forensic testing. Mariah's father, Alex, would release to the media documents surrounding his more than a year-long custody battle to get his children back, or even just access to his children. Because the last time Alex saw Mariah and her brothers was June 2016, 18 months before Mariah was killed. Alex had visitation rights, but Christy would make it near impossible for this to happen, always making excuses to cancel Alex's time with the three children. These court documents stated that allegedly Mariah's brothers had told Alex and his fiancée Heather that they had seen Kimry sexually abusing Mariah, that Kimry had put his male parts into Mariah's mouth. The boys also alleged that their mother was aware this was happening. Apparently, Alex and Heather had been trying to gain custody, but the problem was they simply couldn't afford the court fees, which had been quoted to them in the thousands. Alex had filed more court records in June 2016, stating that his children were actually scared of their mother, and that every time they had to leave their father's care, they would cry and beg to stay with him. That because of this, Alex believed his children were mentally and physically better in his care due to Christy's erratic behaviour, temper, and willingness to lie to cover things up. There was also a history of altercations between Christy and Heather. Apparently, on one occasion in May 2016, Christy had tried to run down Heather in her car in front of the children. In relation to this, Christy was charged with a misdemeanour simple assault and a misdemeanour communicating threats. The latter charge was because apparently Christy was also threatening Heather's life via text message. Now, these charges would ultimately be dismissed after Heather failed to appear for the trial due to a broken ankle, which she did report to the court, but for some reason these messages weren't passed on to the correct people, and this resulted in the case being dismissed. In court documents, Alex would also allege that Kimry was using physical discipline on the children, hitting the boys with a belt when they misbehaved. On at least one occasion, he hit one of the boys in the face, causing his nose to bleed. After Mariah was found, her brothers were placed into state care before custody was given to their maternal grandmother. At the time of this recording, Alex and Heather are still going through the court process to gain custody of the two surviving children.
New tonight, a man who made national headlines after being charged with murdering a North Carolina toddler has pleaded guilty. Earl Kimry was charged with the first-degree murder of three-year-old Mariah Woods in 2017. He was the live-in boyfriend of Mariah's mother at the time of her disappearance. That disappearance sparked a massive search effort. Her body was found days later. Kimry pleaded guilty to avoid the death penalty. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole.
March 2022. Earl Kimry pleaded guilty to the first-degree murder and felony child abuse charges. A major reason I can see this early plea would have been because in doing so, this took the death penalty off the table. Kimry's defense lawyer, Walter Paramore, apologized to the court and Mariah's family on behalf of his client, saying that Kimry fully accepted the responsibility for Mariah's death. But because of his drug addictions, this caused him to do the unthinkable. A drug addiction that costed Kimry between $60 and $100 a day. And that what he did, he would have to live with for the rest of his life. Which, I mean, good. I'm glad he has that weighing on him for eternity. Because of his selfishness, Mariah's family has to deal with their grief forever. And two little boys have to grow up without sharing their successes and milestones and lives with their sister. Paramore went on to state that his client never meant to kill Mariah and that it was an accident, that there was no premeditation, that he wasn't in a clear mind and thought processes at the time of the murder. Kimry chose to address the court before sentencing, that he had cried because of Mariah's death and despite what happened, he did love the little girl like a daughter. In her victim impact statement, Mariah's mother, Christy Woods, tearfully stated, quote, "I stand before you a broken and destroyed person. I will never be the same. Something will always be missing and that is my baby girl. All of these milestones we should be experiencing with her will never be experienced." Unquote. Christy went on to say that she will be forever honoured to be Mariah's mother. Quote, "She was the light of everyone's life and had a smile that would brighten up your day. I had her name picked out even before I knew I was having a little girl. She was my best friend." Unquote. Earl Kimry was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He will spend the rest of his miserable existence in prison, most likely in confinement due to the threats from other inmates who just love to teach child killers a lesson in prison. Shortly after her death, a memorial was set up with flowers and stuffed toys close to Mariah's home in Jacksonville. Since Mariah's favourite animal was pink unicorns, many of the stuffed toys that were left were of the mythical creature.
People have been coming and going all day, dropping off flowers, candles, teddy bears, and much more to make up this growing memorial. Tonight, many gathering to honor the life of 3-year-old Mariah Woods. A growing memorial sits not far from where 3-year-old Mariah Woods lived with her mother. A somber tone in the air as those attending the candlelight vigil reflect on the loss.
We feel the pain of especially as a father. You know, we just can't imagine.
Onslow County resident Dominic Woods here with his family tonight, dropping off a teddy bear and signing the memory book for the 3-year-old.
It was hard for me to write it. Just think if something happened to my son, I wouldn't stop till I find justice for it.
The child's tragic death resonating with so many. Dozens turning out to honor the toddler whose life was cut so short. Hundreds upon hundreds of stuffed animals and other gifts coming from all over the world.
We have items that have came in from Africa, United Kingdom.
Angela Wiles started the memorial Saturday with just 3 stuffed animals representing her children. A ripple effect that continues.
Well, there's been many things that have been very overwhelming to see. First responders breaking down as they bring a bear, or a little girl bringing a cookie wanting Mariah to make sure she has something to eat.
The love blanketing tonight's vigil, showing that in such a devastating time of loss, unity lives on.
December 2nd, 2017. Mariah's funeral was a private service held at Jones Funeral Home in Jacksonville. The residents of the community that Mariah called home also held a vigil for the little girl on December 10, 2017. Close to 100 people turned up to honour and remember the 3-year-old, another life that was stolen far too soon. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the case we discussed today, or any case we talk about on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Twitter, search lives_stolen, or on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.